Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, on the hotline right now, calling from his, what he says is his brand new shed, is TJ Miller.
Well, and what a sweet guy, because, you know, I told you guys at the beginning of the show that just precautionary, the wife of somebody I know came up hot for COVID, so just until they got their test done and everything got checked, I couldn't come in yesterday, just per the company. And so I immediately got a text. Apparently, you told DJ.
Yeah.
And what a sweet guy. He reached out to me yesterday to make sure I was all right.
Born June 4th in Denver, Colorado. He is an actor and comedian who has turned in scene-stealing performances in such films as She's Out of My League, Our Idiot Brother, Yogi Bear, The How to Train Your Dragon movies, Transformers Age of Extinction, Ready Player One, Deadpool 1 and 2, and many more, as well as such comedy specials as No Real Reason and Meticulously Ridiculous. You can listen to his podcast, Cashing In with TJ Miller, through Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. And this Friday and Saturday night, you can see him live on stage at the Improv. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, TJ Miller.
Mr. TJ Miller, how are you?
Johnny Bear!
I miss you.
I'm calling directly from my shed. We'll talk about that in a second. I miss you too. I'm so glad to hear that you're not feeling bad.
Nope.
You're doing good.
Nope.
You went in and you got checked out. So that's really, really good. And I was just having, just to talk about what we were just speaking about on the air, I was just having this conversation with Cash Levy, who I do the podcast with, Cashing In with TJ Miller. He's a huge AC/DC fan, has a whole diatribe about why they're the greatest rock band that's ever been, much greater than the Rolling Stones or Beatles or anything. And I feel exactly the same way, and so does he. He's like, what if this whole, you know, he said, I don't mean to be shallow, but that could be one of the worst parts of this whole pandemic.
Absolutely, man.
It's a possibility. Yeah, so that's such a shame. Cash always comes up on stage to, they say, what do you want for your intro music? And he always says anything AC/DC. And they're like, any particular song? He's like, there is no particular song. They all rule. So I totally agree with you when it comes to that. You know, and hoping that, look, you know, this, somebody would describe this as the year that never was. And so maybe that'll be a little bit of what this is. And we'll get to have those experiences we didn't get to have in 2020 and 21. But that's why I'm on tour now, because I don't want it to be the year that never was.
Right.
I want people to come out and say, hey, you know what? It was, God, what a tough couple months. But they opened the comedy club back up. They're doing it. The name of the tour is The Best Medicine Tour, Doing It Right. And I'm only working with comedy clubs, and of course, Kansas is one of them, that are doing it right. They're, you know, social distancing, all the safety precautions. We're encouraging masks, obviously not required. But we just want people to feel safe around each other. Everybody who's working there is going to have all the PPE, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm striking the first couple rows. So there's, you know, 12 feet between me and the audience. Because, you know, I have that whole kind of, that opener where I cough and I spit into the audience.
I know. I wondered if you were going to be able to keep doing that.
Yeah, I spray and spew vomit into the audience, Gallagher style, sort of disgusting kind of. You know, Gallagher meets Ozzy Osbourne kind of opener. So I'm putting some space between me and the audience, and I'm excited. I did Appleton, Wisconsin last weekend, and it was great. I mean, people, you could feel the sigh of relief.
Sure.
Just, that's why I'm getting back on the road, is people need to laugh, and that's what it felt like. It felt like people were laughing, they were drinking, and they were just so relieved. And I don't, you know, I talk about the pandemic a little bit, but only to move into other silly and fun stuff. So it's very cathartic, and it's a way to just take your mind off of things for, you know, just an hour of your night and just go about it and party. And I, you know,
yeah, very it can similar all be done.
To what's happening for me right now in the shed. I'm talking to you from my shed.
Why are you in a shed, by the way? Just to be safe so that you're completely isolated at all times?
No. We just got a new shed. I'm at my father-in-law's place in Long Island, and we got a shed delivered. And I'm so excited about the shed that I'm spending all my time in the shed like a drunken grandpa who's smoking weed while the kids are in the house. You know?
Like he's got his hidden porn stash. Yeah.
That's exactly right. I'm out here just furiously masturbating in the shed. I want to say that our next door neighbors are out having breakfast, and they can definitely hear that. But that's what I do for the show. I'll be masturbating in the shed joke. For you guys, even if it gets in the way of our relationship with our next door neighbors. But I was so excited about the shed. We had a shed party last night. So I set it up with chairs and citronella candles. And Kate and my pop-in-law came out here, and we all sat, and we had a beer and just enjoyed the shed. And after they left, I sort of stayed in the shed, slept overnight in the shed. And this morning I kind of got up, climbed the roof of the shed, and just sat. And I sang the song that I sing whenever I'm on the roof of my shed, which has only been the last 24 hours. But sitting on the roof of my shed. Bill and Ted and the excellent adventures they've had. Oh yeah, just thinking on the roof of my shed. So I'm working on that. I've obviously
really good.
Got to do, you know, a little bit more work on the melody, but that's kind of, you know, that's what I've been up to. So you're talking to me direct from the shed. Otherwise I'd be out there in studio with you, because I can't wait to get to Kansas.
I know,
I'm so excited that this is like the second stop on the tour, because, you know, I with family from Kansas and how much Kansas love I have. And this club is great, and working with them has been so great on getting this all set up so that it's going to be a successful couple shows. And it's only Friday and Saturday. It's July 31st and August 1st.
That's right.
And it's two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and they're almost sold out. But I just wanted to do, even if it's at half capacity, but I wanted to do shows that felt really full. And so they will. But I, of course, wanted to go on your show and tell, because your listeners are always the best. They come up after the show and they say, hey, man, that was pretty good. I saw you a year ago and it was much better. I'm hoping that you can kind of get it together. So I'm excited about the show.
Here's what we need. We need to get you. You know, if you've seen those big balls that you can walk around the water in, you get inside the ball and then you inflate it and zip it shut. And then we'll get you a little headset mic and a speaker to go on the outside of it. And then after the show, you can actually talk to people.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I can't do it this time because we're still figuring this out. I love that, though. I would love to be a bubble boy for the meet and greet.
Yes.
But, you know, we're still figuring it out. So I'm actually out of my own pocket. I bought a 600 face shield. And so everybody that comes in is going to get offered a face shield, and I'm trying to get it so that I can get a decal. I don't think I'm going to be able to. What I'll do is, if you want to and you feel comfortable, you can give the face shield to one of your, you know, masked up and gloved up people, and they'll bring it back to me in the green room, and I'll sign it so that you have a forever coronavirus face shield from one TJ Miller. But eventually I'm going to do socially distanced meet and greets where I'm sort of 20 feet away from the other person. We take two separate Polaroids, and then I duct tape them together. And we'll talk to each other from afar, but both from sterilized megaphones. But the tiny ones, the little ones for the kids, you know?
Sure. No, I totally understand. I understand. It's I'm going to see if I can find one of those globes you can get in. And even if we don't get it for Friday, I'm sending it to you.
You know me. If you bring that to the club,
yes,
you bring that to Kansas City Improv this weekend, I will get in that thing and explain that it was you that got it for me. I'll just roll around on stage and do all my hamster material.
Well, listen, years ago, before these things even came out, I thought that was a great idea. I had people I knew who were having kids, and they'd have to lock them up and chain them to stuff. Like, they had little leashes on them. And I go, why don't you get them? I used to have a hamster ball for my hamster when I was a kid. They get balls like that where your kid can go around, wander around the house and never hurt itself. And bam, this thing comes out. I'm like, they just need a smaller version for 1-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. And they get all the exercise instead of just being in those little crib cage things. And yeah, you said chained up. I guess you're chained up. That reminds me though, Jake, when I do these phoners, you know, it's early and also I stay up late. So he kind of texts me in the morning and he'll call. And
oh, yes.
He was texting all morning and he was going, you know, I get a text from Jake and it's like, okay, I'm going to be calling you in exactly 19 minutes. Don't snooze. And I'm like, okay. And then he'll text again and go, okay, you're coming right up. I say, all right, well, I'm just going to, you know, snooze a little bit more. And he's like, well, don't oversleep, TJ. And I begin to realize that he's kind of like my mom when I was in junior high is what he feels like to me now.
Yeah, well.
He's sort of the guy that's like, time to wake up for school. Come on, TJ. But what happened was I used to never wake up. Like one time I wanted to wake up so little then I was still in a dream state that I just started cussing her out. I guess. I don't remember that at all, but she was upset. And so after that, and I was wondering if any of you guys ever had this happen, after that, she started saying, okay, you get one warning, and then I'm going to throw a cold glass of water in your face. Did you guys ever have your parents do that?
My parents would do anything. But let me tell you, my mom would be nice. My dad would open the door, and you rose and flew out of bed because the next thing was going to be terrible. Like, my old man was the kind of guy who would have grabbed you by your ankle and pulled you out of the bed and let you fall on the floor.
Yeah, see, that I kind of got, I think, the mom version of being grabbed by the ankle and dragged onto the floor. But yeah, she would do that, and then if I would take a shower for too long, she would also throw cold water at me while I was in the shower.
Well, teenage boy.
A lot of water. Yeah. A lot of water kind of torture techniques. Turns out, years later, I found out she was a CIA waterboarding agent. I had no idea.
I grew up with three brothers, so my dad would just walk by the door and he'd go, we know what you're doing. It was like, that was horrible. Like, you really would be masturbating in the shower, like soaping it up. You're like, yeah, I'm getting away with this because they think I'm taking a shower. We know what you're doing. It's all scarred.
Junior high, I wasn't quite there with that. But in college, we had a roommate. We had a roommate, and he would take these like two hour and a half showers, and slowly but surely, me and the other three guys there, we kind of were like, I think he's like masturbating in our
2 hours.
Shower, you know? Yeah, he would take, I mean, there were long showers, 45 minutes, an hour, over an hour. And then one night, we were doing homework late, me and this kid, Andrew, and we were working on stuff, and he was asleep. The kid was a little off. I mean, people say, I had a terrible freshman roommate. This guy went to the psychiatric ward. Mm. He started dating a girl who thought she was a vampire. He was bringing cocaine addict Russian friends over in the middle of the night. One time we opened the door coming home from a party, and he was just raving by himself. He was listening to techno music with glow sticks and just raving by himself. And we kind of were like, okay, and did that slow close of the door. And we're like, all right, what do you guys want to do now? Should we go get some food? But we were up late working, obviously cramming for a test because I would never prepare. And then we heard this like squeaking, like, you know what I mean? And right. It was, here, let me see if I can do it. Yeah. I thought I was going to be able to use one of the bicycles to do a sound effect. It's like, hey, I'm in the shed. You know, I use it. It's like, here, this is it. I got it. All right. There it is. And so both of us were like, what is that noise? Right. Where is it coming from? We looked over and he was on the top bunk. And clear as day, the blanket right around his groinal area was just going up and down, up and down, up and down.
So awful.
And I kind of looked at Andrew like, what do we do? And Andrew goes, Neil, stop. Stop it, Neil, like to an animal. To a little animal.
No.
And then it stopped. And we're like, okay, that was weird, you know. And then about 10 minutes later, as if he was going to get away with it a second time, And then the end of that story is that one night, Andrew was on the bunk beneath him, poor guy, and he could tell that he was masturbating above him. And so what he did was he decided he's not going to say anything. He just kicked the bottom of Neil's bed, like just right. kicked up to the top bunk as hard as he possibly could. And I wish I could have been there for this, seeing it, because the comic timing is so great. He hears the, and then he kicks it as hard as he can. There's silence. And then several, I'm not exaggerating, several porn magazines just fell onto Andrew. They just fell down to the bottom bunk. So it's like he took that chance, but that's what happened. He got kind of this. Just all over himself from kicking the top bunk.
Oh.
Let it be a lesson to you bunking at home.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, remember I told you I have three brothers and we had bunk beds. My older brother was on the top. So, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. I wondered. Yeah. I, until this moment, I thought maybe he was epileptic.
He was just having very quiet seizures at the end. And sighed really heavily. But that's why I don't have a bunk bed in the shed. I sleep alone in the shed.
That's right.
That's shed policy.
You where'd you get the shed? Is it a metal one or one of those ones like you Home Depot?
It's from Coffles Country Sheds and Gazebos in Long Island, New York. What? Can a man be proud of who constructed his shed? Golf snarn it.
Very good. I'm very pleased that you were, I mean, right? You know, that's how much you love the shed. People think it's an act, but you love this shed.
I love the shed. It came totally prefab. You know, we plopped it right down. Kate opted for the deluxe, which has sort of those double doors that open, and then we have two tiny windows, one that works, the other one doesn't. And we wanted the premier deluxe shed experience, and that's what we're getting. And that's what you're getting right now. You're getting the energy of a comedian and a man who is excited about a shed.
And who made these? Was it Kempton, did you say? Or...
Huh?
Who makes a shed?
The sheds are made
in Jersey.
Coffles Country Sheds and Gazebos. And of course, I wanted a gazebo, but we're not in the financial situation to be able to also get a gazebo. So it was shed or gazebo. We went straight shed. We needed for storage, for bicycles, that kind of stuff. You know, we're trying to get my father-in-law set up here. But it's a great shed. They make quality sheds. They're insulated. You're going to love them, Johnny. You know what? Actually, you tell me when your birthday is. Give me, like, you know, 4 or 5 weeks advance notice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sending you a shed. I'm going to get a whole crew of shed. I'll get a tiny shed that'll fit in the studio. Or a big shed. You guys can put the studio in the shed. Who cares? It's Coffled. It's Coffled Sheds and Gazebos. They'll make it happen. I know Coffled himself. I'm friends with the guy. We're talking sheds all day at the bar, you know? 12 feet away, it's great.
Dude, this is what happens when you're alone and you're isolated and you're in this place, man. You must have found out so much about yourself, about your wife, about this world.
Did I
hear your father-in-law just saw National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation for the first time?
Yes, Christmas Vacation. And he's so funny. He uses a piece of language I can't when he laughs really hard, but I'll give you the lesser version of it. But he'd never seen Christmas Vacation. And last night we found out that he had played it before, but he didn't realize it. And we played Cards Against Humanity. You guys play that game? It's amazing. Amazing. So good. There are certain things that he hasn't been exposed to, but he's a big laugher. He loves comedy. He loves to laugh. You know, he's an easy laugh, so he's always looking to have fun. So we showed him Money Pit and Christmas Vacation, and he was just losing it. I mean, he just couldn't even believe it. And, you know, and when he would laugh, he was just crying laughing. That's another great thing about him. I mean, he just full on cries laughing.
That's
and
great.
He asked us to stop the movie so he could go get more Kleenex. It's a lot. If you're with somebody who sees one of those movies for the first time and you've already seen it, it's more fun seeing it with somebody who hasn't seen it and enjoying their laughter than when you've seen it for the first time, in my experience.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's also, I'm a comedian. I'd rather have people be laughing than me myself be laughing, you know?
Yes.
Maybe it's that. But he couldn't believe that and just cracking up. And what he does is when something's really funny, like next level funny, he has to say something. I even have a bit about this. He has to say something at the end of the laugh. So he'll be like, ho, 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 damn. Always do a really tame curse, like, and sometimes it's even just, oh no. So that makes me laugh so much. Obviously, like, that's it's so funny. And then we played Cards Against Humanity, and he kind of likes, let me toilet humor. Like toilet humor, he finds inappropriate humor really funny. But Cards Against Humanity is the one where it says, you know, they give you it's like Mad Libs. They give you a sentence and there's a blank and then you fill in the blank. Everybody fills in the blank with one of their cards and all the cards say inappropriate things. And then, you know, whoever's dealing reads those answers off and the funniest one chosen by the dealer gets the point. And so every single thing that we did for the most part, he thought was hysterical. And I got one or two, oh, no! Really, really funny. I got a couple of those. But Kate was the winner. And, you know, he was laughing at everything. He was laughing at stuff like one of the sentences was, I'm no doctor, but I think the problem you're having is called. And then it's blank. So everybody puts in their cards. And one of them was just, I'm no doctor, but I think the problem you're having is called balls. And he just went, oh, no. He just laughing and laughing. But the one that really got him and the winner, I think, mine was really, really good, but it uses the F word. So I'll tell that to you. I'll tell that on stage. Anybody who comes to the show, because it made me laugh till I was crying. So I'll tell that story.
I'm glad you guys are doing
the improv.
I'm glad you're doing well, though, man. Because, I mean, look, not everybody can be go through this quarantine with, you know, you and your girl Kate are super tight, but then you go, okay, now we're going to hang with some in-laws for a while. And you're a lot. I mean, you're a guy whose head never stops. You are on 100 miles an hour, and it's just fast. You have a lot more going on than most anybody I've ever known. And so it's hard
That's why they put me in the shed.
Yeah, that's right. They're like, you need to sleep. Wouldn't you like to sleep in the shed, TJ? Who wants to sleep in the shed?
Who wants to sleep in the shed? You got to get up for radio. We're going to throw water all over your area.
You just need to open the shed door and ask the neighbors if they got anything aerosol, spray paint, anything, you know, any of the air duster for computers, anything.
Anything that I can hail. Guys, give me something over here. Wait, so I gotta tell you Kate's Cards Against Humanity one that just made her father lose his mind. The blank was blank plus blank equals blank. So you use three of your cards to make basically an equation, right?
Right.
And Kate's was farting and walking away plus hope equals Morgan Freeman's voice. I thought that was pretty amazing. I mean, you know, you look at Kate and you know who she is, and
right.
for her to come up with that
right.
using the cards that she had,
right.
pretty amazing. And if you think about it, that is the closest thing we'll ever get to Morgan Freeman's voice in a while. But yeah, quarantine has been very wild, and I think, you know, I get along with my father-in-law, and that's not the case with everybody. So we've been doing okay, but now I'm going on the road, and I won't see Kate. So I have to get tested each time I come back and got to wait for the results. So I won't see Kate for stretches of 3 weeks or a month at a time. And we had a discussion and we both agreed that it's just much more important right now. Because we had a lot of time together, obviously, during quarantine, but it's much more important right now for me to go and the people that want to come out and laugh and have
right.
a good time to make them laugh. So
yes.
that's the best thing I can do right now, even if it's however dangerous or whatever.
But I think you can be safe, man.
The right way.
You can be safe. ImprovKC.com. ImprovKC.com. Friday, Saturday, two shows each. But for real, just know that you're going to wear a mask. That's going to be mandatory, or a face shield. And TJ is going to be on that stage, and you're going to see a real comedy show, but you're going to be spaced out. And if you comply and you're cool, then you're going to be allowed in. If you're not, you're not. I mean, listen, this is what you're doing. If you're going to put yourself out there and move through the world and do shows, then people also, their part of the equation is to do the right thing and wear the mask and be safe.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And do it not just for me, but for everybody else.
Of course.
Because you don't want anyone in the audience to feel uncomfortable. So that's the other thing we kind of tell people, to get temperature checks at the door. We tell people, you know, have a good time, have fun, but keep the rowdiness to you and your party, because we want everybody to be able to just leave all this BS behind and just focus on the night. And that's really what happened in Appleton, Wisconsin. As a lot of people said to me, they told staff, like, oh, I needed this so bad.
Yeah.
And on social media, everybody was shouting out the fact that it was good to finally have a mental vacation and really laugh. So I hope to see everybody out at the Kansas City Improv this weekend, Friday and Saturday, two shows. Friday, two shows, Saturday, almost sold out. So get your tickets right now. Why not? Let's do this thing. Let's have fun.
Well,
you know I got that Kansas love, Johnny.
I know. Listen, this is going to be – listen, here's the thing about making other people feel uncomfortable. That's TJ's job. TJ's job is to make you feel uncomfortable.
That's right.
We'll catch up this weekend, man. And depending on what your world's looking like, we can have a socially distant picnic in a field somewhere. We can do whatever.
I would love that. You and I can find just a nice, quiet shed somewhere,
mm-hmm.
just hang out. You know, have some real shed time, guy to guy.
Hey, I didn't want to tell you this, but I have a shed. I have a big shed out at Disgraceland. It's pretty nice.
What? Let's get out there. If there's enough room to text me, I've got to get in that shed.
It's 30 by 40.
Let's go for it. Ooh, you're a big ballin'. I'm telling you what, my shed is only, it's 3 by 4. So just 3 feet by 4 feet. So I've been standing straight up. I can't even really turn around throughout this entire interview. But I'd love to see a larger shed than 3 feet by 4 feet.
Well, here's the good news. Inside that shed is a flamethrower, BB guns, a front loader, a skid loader. We have heavy equipment, access to alcohol, light firearms like BB guns and pellet guns, and a couple flamethrowers.
You know, what better time than during the pandemic is it to just have some beers and pretend like it's Mad Max, just go Fury Road on this thing.
Well, I'll see you this weekend, man. And everybody else will see you Friday, Saturday night. ImprovKC.com for tickets is going to sell out. TJ Miller is back, the first, the greatest comedy show in Kansas City in a very long time. Brother, I love you, and I can't wait to see you.
I love you guys, too. Jake, I promise I'll get up early whenever you want. Bye, guys. I love you.